The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, Death by a Thousand Cuts with a Dull Razor Blade. So, let me start by reminding you of a line I wrote more than 5 years ago. As brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become among the wisest of any radio audience in the world, and you are. Now, you've probably heard that line now 1,000 times, but hey, folks, it's true. It's true now, and it was true then. It was true when I wrote it. But why do I bring this up? Because it's time to hone your instincts, folks, to an even more acute razor sharpness as we witness the velvet glove being removed from the iron fist. Oh, we've known it was there all along, but in light of recent events, they're not hiding it anymore. What's it all about? Well, population reduction. Think of the jab for openers. Obedience, if you're clever enough to survive. And, of course, draining your assets before they kill you. It's always been there. If we take a look back in time, we can easily conclude that population reduction has been their plan for a long time. The spraying of chemtrails for better than 20 years. Monsanto's introduction of GMO foods. Abortion always looking for an enemy to bomb. The collateral damage being innocent men, women, and children across the globe. Always under the cover of the flimsy excuse of them, well, fighting for democracy. Yes, folks, it's been there for a long time. It's just been hidden under the phony velvet glove of government benevolence, at least for those who desperately cling to believe that myth. Now, I want you to have a listen to this guy. Mike, play clip one.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally. It was easier to control 1 million people than physically to kill 1 million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people.
Now, who do you think that was, folks? None other than Zbigniew Brzezinski. In earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people, literally, than physically to kill 1 million people. But today, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Now, again, that was Zbigniew Brzezinski. He was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, and also he was a counselor to Lyndon Baines Johnson. I can't help but believe that the latter statement you just heard, easier to kill 1 million people, had been adapted into their agenda for a multitude of reasons. And at first, implementing the former name tactics of their quest was sufficient. Now, however, with their tsunami of unfunded liabilities, the bloated expansion of government added to the amount of people who are waking out of their hypnosis to see the damage, the death and debilitation of their friends, their neighbors, their family members, and even now their children and young infants are being placed at severe risk of death and disability. It is evident they don't plan on stopping with a mere million. No, they've decided to pull out all the stops, which is likely why they recently leveled the Georgia Guidestones. I mean, Lord forbid the ever-growing amount of populace having their red pill moment start looking in that direction. Which is why now, more than ever, we need to shout out to those still under the mainstream hypnotic spell that these jabs are safe and effective nonsense. Their devastating and poisonous ingredients are now starting to manifest in worldwide deaths and debilitations across the globe. Now, I want you to have a listen to Dr. Pierre Corey speaking of the current ongoing jab damage that is being done, as we speak, internationally. Mike, go ahead and play clip two.
Do you think we should stop the shots?
100%.
Absolutely.
I mean, the stopping point for the shots were reached January 21st, 2021. For sure. I mean, in a regulatory standard, for sure. You had 183 deaths reported within 3 weeks of the rollout. I mean, that's far past the stopping point. You already had probably 20, 30,000 adverse events at that time. And since then, it's become a bloodbath. I mean, this is a historic humanitarian catastrophe, right? I mean,
and it's all based on lies, Pierre. I'm going to jump in and say it's all based on lies. Joseph Goebbels says the best lie is the big lie. And they continue to tell the big lie. And as a society, we're being screwed by it. That's why we have to scream back. We are not accepting this lie anymore. It's immune damaging agents.
100%, Chris. I mean, but the lie is not any lie. It is one of the most terrible in history. I mean, people, young people are dying at rates we've never seen before. You know, all of these like mentions of people swimming in the last week, like in Italy and the UK, and suddenly they're dead in the water. I mean, those are the vaccines. You don't have 11 deaths on Italian beaches in one day. In the UK, kids are going swimming. They're dead in the water. I mean, there are massive deaths occurring. The life insurance data is screaming. I mean, this is a humanitarian catastrophe, yet the train rolls on. Mandates continue. Get your jab, get your booster, get the new Novavax, get the new hybrid. You know, it's we got to just keep fighting.
They're all unsafe and defective is my new slogan. Unsafe and defective. They're clearly poisonous, and we need to stop the shots.
All right, folks. That's by the way, if you want to listen to this in its entirety, you can go to the RBN website. It's posted up there. But yes, the stopping point of the jabs should have occurred January 21st, 2021, because there was 183 deaths within 3 weeks of the rollout. We saw them dying behind the microphone on TV, for crying out loud. We saw sports people, national sports stars, international sports stars that were keeling over on the field. 20 to 30,000 adverse events at that time, just within 3 weeks of the rollout. And now, according to Dr. Corey, it's a bloodbath. Deaths on the beaches, in the water, 11 deaths in Italy in just one day. People dying while swimming. Just this past Friday, a report out of the UK titled "Silent Crisis of Soaring Excess Deaths Gripping Britain" is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, with just a quick excerpt of that, Britain is in the grip of a new silent health crisis. For 14 of the past 15 weeks, England and Wales both have averaged around 1,000 extra deaths each week, none of which, according to them, are due to COVID. And if the current trajectory continues, the number of non-COVID excess deaths will soon outstrip the deaths from the virus this year. But as reported here, the mainstream cover-up continues as the, quote, experts believe decisions taken by the government in the earliest stages of the pandemic, policies that kept people indoors, that scared them away from hospitals and deprived them of treatment and primary care, well, according to them, it's for those reasons that this is finally taking its toll. No, the real culprit here, folks, is the jab, the big elephant in the room that nobody dares point out. And so, yes, the train rolls on. Get your jab, get your booster. Even though our own pseudo-president Sleepy Creepy Joe supposedly both jabbed twice and boosted twice, tested positive, Even Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, twice jab tested positive. Justin Trudeau, twice jab tested positive. Yet the theme is, well, it could have been worse. But the push is still to take the jab. Even though, folks, this past August 11th, Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, came on national TV and in her government doublespeak, literally admitted that all of the protocols surrounding stopping the spread or leveling the curve, such as the social distancing and the quarantining, etc., all the draconian measures implemented by the so-called experts that caused a nothing less than a financial nuclear bomb across our economy in this country, well, she now admits they didn't work and that they had made mistakes. Now, according to Walensky, there is no need to quarantine. Schools are no longer high risk. Children no longer need to quarantine. Children simply need to stay in school and wear a mask for 10 days. The vaxxed and the unvaxxed are to be treated as equals. So the pressure is on, folks. The lawsuits are flying, and Walensky comes out not to stop the ongoing worldwide genocide, but rather to cover their arses at what they know is on the legal horizon for them. 279,700 extra deaths occurred in the United States so far this year, and that is according to life insurance actuarial statistics. But again, the train rolls on, and the narrative remains the same. Get the jab. Why, Rochelle? Why get a jab that millions of people now know doesn't work? Well, here's why. Here are just a few reasons off the top of my head. First, we have Klaus Schwab's little elf, Yuval Noah Harari. Listen to this. Play clip three, Mike.
And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer?
The big economic question of the 21st century is, what do we need humans for? What do we need so many humans for? You see, folks, they plan to eliminate most all human productivity with AI, which would leave most sitting around twiddling their thumbs while they draw their minuscule universal basic income and play video games in Zuckerberg's metaverse, charging credits from their digital currency account, oblivious to the knock on their door they'll be getting in the near future from one of the newest 87,000 gun-toting, recently hired IRS Gestapo goons assigned to find any tax irregularity, so they can either escort them to the nearest Hillary Clinton fun camp or, well, just shoot them on the spot if they show even the slightest signs of resistance. And that's the ones lucky enough to survive all the other razor-cut menaces, and I'll get there in a few minutes. For better than 2.5 years, we have been psychologically terrorized by both print and mainstream propaganda. Well, we haven't, folks, but the mind-numbed masses have. With a cunning, a shrewd, all-watchful virus lurking 5 feet or above the patrons holding a sitting position in any restaurant, well, it left you alone while you were eating, but if you stood up to use the facilities, you better don that mask or you'd risk restaurant eviction, as both the waitresses as well as the staff had been conformed into virus Gestapo police. The similar ordained flying Gestapo police that once were referred to as flight attendants then roamed the skies as well, because God forbid that mask fall below your nose while occupying a seat on your favorite commuter jet, or the flight Gestapo attendant would morph into full-blown German SS Gestapo-like meltdown. Or, if you were unfortunate enough to be sitting within 3 aisles of a civilian self-acclaimed virus policeman or woman, you could expect at minimum public shaming or worse, physical altercation should you have the audacity to let your nose show over that mask. Just tune into YouTube for a litany of airline scuffles started by those astute virus policemen. But it's funny, isn't it? The virus never hung out at the liquor stores or the brothels, but was constantly and covertly lying in wait for those who would risk a Sunday morning excursion to their local place of worship. All of this insanity endured for 2+ long years.
While the obedient masses were psychologically terrified, we watched, all of us folks, scratching our heads through the ordeal, wondering many times on what planet we had awakened. They scared the masses into an almost catatonic state while they waited for their savior to be rolled out, i.e., the jab. Meanwhile, they jammed a plank up people's noses with a test that they knew was completely unreliable. Just ask Dr. Kerry Mullis. Oops, sorry, my bad. We can't do that. He's dead. They mandated treatment protocols they knew would likely kill more than half of whoever was unfortunate enough to fall prey. They passed legislation financially rewarding the hospitals and the doctors and the medical facilities if they turned a blind eye and played the game and vilified any that dared raise a question regarding those nefarious protocols. Then they rolled out the jab. 95% effective and you won't get COVID, was the claim. They closed businesses. They forced employees to take the jab or lose their jobs. They disrupted the economic workforce across the nation and the world. And then, well, they changed their story. Well, it's really only 68% effective. And then later, well, it's only 45% effective. But take it anyway, as it will reduce the symptoms. And with people all over the world dropping dead, having debilitating illnesses, vaccine-related, all told killing millions worldwide. And they're explanation? Well, SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, or 1,000+ articles in 1,000 different publications written about how just about any daily activity you might endure could cause the exact same adverse reactions and the death that we started seeing after the vaccine rollout. I see. And now, after millions worldwide have been killed or disabled from this pre-planned deadly scheme, we have none other than the Wicked Witch of the West, Rochelle Vaccinate Your Infant Walensky, with the audacity to attempt to camouflage the giant lying turd that was for too long years the, quote, official guidelines, end quote. Now, I want you to listen to this load of crap, folks. Titled the headline, It's Over! CDC says people exposed to COVID no longer need to quarantine. This is August 12, 2022. I believe that's also posted on the RBN website. It's out of a Zero Hedge by Tyler Durden. Well, sorry you guys had to miss your grandmother's funeral, but at least you don't have to quarantine anymore. Well, that may as well have been the message that the CDC had put out last or Thursday on the 11th, conceding, after years of micromanaging a crisis, that those who are exposed to COVID no longer need to quarantine, regardless of their vaccination status, something which would have gotten you banned on all social networks in a millisecond if you dared to tweet just a little over a year ago. New guidelines only recommend that people who have been exposed, well, wear a mask for 10 days. More on that later, too. And get tested for the virus on day 5, according to the New York Times, a radical departure from the prior draconian measures, which requires self-imposed quarantine for as long as 14 days. Oh, and by the way, the CDC also doesn't recommend staying at least 6 feet away from other people to reduce the risk of exposure. According to CNN, it's a recommendation that boldly flies in the face of the scared SHIT-less narrative the agency has been pushing. And according to the same report, the new guidelines also say that contact tracing should be limited to hospitals and, well, certain high-risk group living situations, such as nursing homes. And they also de-emphasize the use of regular testing to screen for COVID-19, except in certain high-risk settings like, well, nursing homes and prisons. And just like that, boom, bingo, this is, the hysteria was over. But hey, at least we all followed the science, right, folks? You know, Greta Mazzetti, a CDC epidemiologist, said Thursday, I hear a break coming up, folks. I'll be back. We'll continue with Greta Mazzetti when I get back. 3-minute break, more to come. Stick around.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Folks, we're back with a National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Yeah, so just like that, the hysteria was over, but at least we all
followed the science.
At least the dumb ones, the mind-numb ones, the mesmerized mainstream media-watching idiots. But Greta Mazzetti, a CDC epidemiologist, said on Thursday,
"Well, we know that COVID-19 is here to stay. High levels of population immunity due to vaccination and previous infection, and many tools that we have available to protect people from severe illness and death have put us in a different place."
Isn't that nice? Does it give you a warm, fuzzy feeling, folks? According to Mazzetti and the New York Times, the new guidelines, well, they emphasize the importance of vaccination and other measures, including antiviral treatments and ventilation. Not to mention, they also mark a drastic 180-degree shift from how the CDC was handling COVID over the last 24 months. But suddenly, mysteriously, just amazingly, with midterm elections just months away, well, the new guidelines are being praised by health officials. Imagine that. Amesh Adalja, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, said, and I quote, "I think this is a welcome change. It actually shows how far we've come," end quote. Yes, and we have been carrying the goalpost all along, it appears. But despite this
convenient narrative, the same article goes on to make the case that, well, not enough Americans have been vaccinated. After all, what would a write-up of COVID in the New York Times be without crowing about the number of still unvaccinated mega hat wearing Americans? All while nearly all Americans are now eligible to be vaccinated, and many are not up to date on their shots. Wonder why. Just 30% of the 5 to 11-year-olds and only 60% of the 12 to 17-year-olds have received their primary vaccine series nationwide. I just hope against hope that maybe, folks, we, as a group, have had something to do with this. You know, it was once said many, many years ago, and I used to use this back in the 70s when I was in sales, you know, news travels faster word of mouth than anything else. At one point in time, that was true. Not anymore. But anyway, among adults 65 and over who are at the highest risk of severe disease, 65% have received a booster. Jennifer Nuzzo, director of the Pandemic Center at the Brown University School of Public Health, concluded. She said,
well, obviously we have to do more work to make sure that more people avail themselves of the protection that those tools have to offer and that more people can access these tools. I do think there's been an overall dial back in the ground game that's needed to get people vaccinated.
A dial back? Interesting. I would say, you know what that dial back is, folks? It's public knowledge. Remember at the first part of the show? You know, you are the most knowledgeable radio audience in the world. You are. We need to spread that knowledge to these people that are still sitting on the fence, folks. They knew all along that their, quote, official guidelines were a lot of nonsense, but they did it anyway, just to see how many people would comply, not to mention how much money they could pocket on it. They psychologically damaged this society beyond repair. Just look around you, folks. You see the zombies walking around? Do you see the people that don't look at you anymore? I mean, it was like that, you know, it was like that before, but it's worse now. They killed countless people worldwide on a lie for profit, as well as population reduction. And I believe this to be a political move, as well as to loosen the noose before the midterms. This rollback by the CDC, okay, timing, and I'm going to get to another one here in just a few minutes. Yes, loosening the noose before the midterms. But guess what? If there's a shakeup in Congress and the Senate, and the Republicans do take over, that noose isn't going to be loose enough, folks. Oh, yeah, and speaking of the midterms, it has already been stated by several sitting Republicans that should they gain or regain control of the House, the Senate, or both, they intend to immediately launch investigations into the real cause and motivations of those draconian measures that had been foisted on the public, directed by none other than Anthony Joseph Mengele Fauci, the man who also mandated hospital protocols using remdesivir as treatment, $48,000 per dose, by the way, that he knew didn't work. And he also knew it was highly toxic. The kidney-destroying drug manufactured by Gilead Pharmaceuticals with ties to George, I love a Nazi, Soros. And what a coincidence that the good doctor just happened to announce his retirement yesterday. To pursue the next endeavor of his career, according to him. Now, after hearing that news, I couldn't help but wonder just what that next endeavor might be. Maybe sailing the high seas as a fleeting pirate? Oh, hear the music. Wow, that went by fast. All right, we'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report. Stick around, more to come. I'm going to get into Fauci in just a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
One step closer to free college. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The Department of Education announced another $3.9 billion in student loan cancellation yesterday. That brings Biden's student loan cancellation total to $32 billion in less than 2 years. Let's be honest, though. It's not loan forgiveness or debt cancellation. It is handouts of tax money to a privileged few. I never took a single college credit. I own my house and 3 cars, and I've never been unemployed. I have paid taxes to the federal government for 35 years. It is my money that was loaned out. Now it is my money Biden says doesn't have to be paid back. I didn't sign the loan paperwork. I didn't get the benefits of education. I shouldn't have to pay for it. This is the worst face slap to the working class that I've ever seen. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Yes, so what a coincidence that the good doctor just happened to announce his retirement yesterday. According to him, to pursue the next endeavor of his career. And yes, after hearing the news, I couldn't help but wonder just what Fauci's next endeavor might be, because he's 81 years old, folks. What's available to him? Maybe sailing the high seas as a fleeting pirate? Or maybe he's perfected the formula we all saw in the movie The Invisible Man. If the Republicans take the House and the Senate, he's going to need it. Or maybe he's been offered a staff position as an advisor in the SS Stasi position under the South Pole. I'm sure Fauci would concur that any of these options might extricate or hide him from the undue stress of having to sit before Rand Paul again, or James Comer, or Jim Jordan, or Jim Banks, or Andy Biggs, or Daryl Issa, which is exactly what he doesn't want to do, folks. Why? Because he knows he might have to, well, explain why he mandated hospital protocols to use COVID treatments that not only didn't work, but he knew they didn't work. He might have to explain why he admittedly lied to the New York Times about herd immunity in order to sell more vaccines that he knew didn't work either. He knows that he might have to explain why he lied about the masks in public. Overclaiming their absolute necessity while in private, he wrote, and I quote, "The typical mask you buy in a drugstore is not effective in keeping out a virus," end quote. or explaining why he would mandate remdesivir as a miracle treatment for COVID, knowing full well that it would, in most cases, be a death sentence for the patient because it destroys your kidneys. Or to explain why your children were being psychologically damaged as well as oxygen-starved in their local schools, wearing a worthless diaper on their faces that Fauci knew didn't work. And he also attempted to cover up the evidence that he, with his gain-of-function research, helped create the virus in the first place. Those questions, I'm sure, would be only on the first page prefacing an encyclopedia of questions in the interrogation tsunami awaiting him if the election shifts power. Do you think his announcement may just be that he's thought about this and might just be a little nervous? You know, folks, just last night, I watched a movie, and by the way, I'm going to recommend this movie. I bought it on YouTube. It cost me, I think, $4.23 or something like that. I watched a movie called The Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey. And this movie focused on the life of the late rodeo rider Ron Woodruff, who had contracted the AIDS virus back in, I think it was 1985. And through both his experience with the medical profession and their treatment mandates and trials for the disease, AIDS, they were using the poisonous cell-killing drug AZT. Now, Ron was originally given a diagnosis of 30 days to live. And refusing to accept the news, he set out on a search for alternative treatments. And by the way, he lived another 7 years after both finding and using non-FDA-approved drugs, but also that the status quo treatment was more for pharmaceutical profit than for cure. This is a true story, by the way. And guess who was behind the promotion of AZT? Yes, Anthony Fauci. Sound familiar, folks? A cell-killing drug that both the pharmaceutical company and Fauci knew was poison. That the FDA knew was poison, but approved it anyway. Now, fast forward, under the direction of Fauci, remdesivir, a drug that destroys kidney function, costing $48,000 per dose, and an experimental jab that produced windfall profits for Big Pharma at the expense of the life and health of millions. And who was directing both events? Anthony Fauci. Now, and with that, excuse me, I just wonder if Merrick Moshe Garfinkel Garland is pondering the same retirement move. Because he ordered the FBI to have hundreds of people arrested and detained without bail of American patriots, most of which are still awaiting trial in their attempts to avoid a sinister plea deal. A number of them have already sadly committed suicide. Death by a thousand cuts, folks, on free speech, on redress of grievances, on fair tax treatment, and now it's treatment at the point of a gun, on forced jabs that are killing our friends, our neighbors, and our relatives. And for what? Well, what's the reason for this? Unfunded liabilities, for one. They know it is impossible to address the elephant in the room regarding Medicare and Medicaid benefits alone, with a shrinking workforce and increasingly more dependence on Medicare and Medicaid benefits, which is really why Congress has kicked that problem down the road for so many years. The puppet handlers knew there would come a day when, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said, it would be easier to kill than to control. And what about the rest, losing their jobs to AI and vaccine disability? They want us dead. They don't need us anymore. Just ask Yuval Harari. They've already shown us that. They claim they need tax dollars, but they pass continuous and ongoing legislation for supposed stimulus for COVID relief, the CARES Act, Inflation Reduction Act, expenses so enormous that the, quote, taxpayer could never cover it. They know that. They are looting what's left of this country before they take it down. And their solution is, well, kill all but a few. Kill all of us with wisdom. Kill all of us who can see what they are doing. They just want a few left. And George Carlin said it best. Have a listen, folks. By the way, my apologies for the one mild expletive in this clip. But go ahead, Mike. Play clip 4.
They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security.
Yes, just smart enough, folks, to run the machines, but not smart enough to know what they are doing to you. Now, compare a leader, like him or hate him, by the way, to the state of this country just a few short years ago, with low inflation, low gas prices, plentiful jobs, immigration control, agricultural abundance, international policy in check, all of the things that leadership requires. Compare those days to these, with massive high inflation, high gas prices, rolling blackouts, immigration nightmare, food shortages, foreign policy disastrous decision, Afghanistan and Ukraine. Complete incompetence on every level. But is it? Is it incompetence, or is it in your face? Are the puppet masters behind closed doors laughing after sending us the message that they control whoever is supposedly pulling the levers of command? Insulting our intelligence by placing in power those of whom are obviously oblivious to any reasonable decision-making at their level. After all, it's no secret that Biden should be in an assisted living facility, Kamala Harris completely unqualified for her position, Anthony Blinken appointed to a position of which he is clueless, along with Buttigieg's Buttigieg, whatever his name is, and numerous others who were appointed because of their race, their color, their creed, or their sexual proclivities, as opposed to any job qualifications, and Mark Milley, more concerned about CRT than fighting a war. Let's not forget Pelosi, the babbling drunk. These people are obviously taking their orders from higher up. They're destroying this country and everything it ever stood for, at the expense of and pillaging of the hardworking people who built this great society. We are the people being attacked by a group of pathetic puppet criminals who have no morals, no empathy, no character, and no common sense. The national death by a thousand cuts and orchestrated by a cadre of empty-hearted, compromised, bought-off puppets profiteering off the backs of hardworking Americans, naive to the reality that they are paying for their own destruction. And then, to add insult to injury, they throw this at us. The job post from IRS.gov describing the applicants' major duties, the 87,000 that they're hiring, goes on. It says, work a minimum of 50 hours a week, which may include irregular hours and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekends. Maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Be willing to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. You know, I could just imagine, folks, Agent Elrod's phone rings at 3 a.m. Xmas morning from his superior. Agent Elrod, we got a tip from Joe Bloggs' disgruntled ex-wife that he's currently at a local Motel 6 entertaining a hooker. Room 106, get over there right now and don't forget your Sig Sauer 9mm. If he gives you any resistance, shoot him. Oh, what the heck, shoot him anyway. His ex-wife is my favorite nail technician. Not only that, but I can predict that likely not only are the vast majority of applicants for this ominous position going to be something other than your everyday church-attending, God-fearing neighbors. I mean, after all, they would likely balk at the thought of shooting someone over a tax issue. But rather, the hiring standards for these new agents will be tantamount to the reduced qualifications recently implemented to new recruits in our military. No background check, no high school dropouts, okay. Felon, no problem. They probably have a yes-no question on their application reading, "Do you hate Americans?" And if they answer yes, all other questions are waived and they are hired on the spot. It wouldn't surprise me, folks. It also wouldn't surprise me if they had their new job opportunity posted on every bulletin board at every induction station across the country that is temporarily housing the ocean of illegal, undocumented immigrants that Sleepy Joe invited. An all-out war on humanity. The chemtrails, the GMO foods, the inflation, the food shortages, Bill Gates spraying particles in the atmosphere to limit sunshine while buying up massive amounts of farmland and promoting synthetic meat and the ingestion of bugs for sustenance. They want the world to themselves without cognitive objection to their perversions. Excuse me. Oh, and speaking of perversions, the latest tragedies in the Hollywood arena cause one to ponder yet another reason why they would be so hell-bent on carrying out their agenda. How about their tireless efforts to continually claim as taboo anything to do with child trafficking or pedophilia? And what was the real reason behind actress Anne Hetsch crashing her car into a house? She was supposedly unconscious as she was extracted from her burning car, yet even while being strapped down on a gurney, feet and hands, just prior to being placed in the ambulance, folks, she tried to get up off the gurney, only to be forced back down. Did you see that clip? It poses this question. To the strange deaths of Anne Hetsch, Anthony Bourdain, Avicii, Paul Walker, Halyna Hutchins, you remember her, the one that was shot on set, Chester Bennington or Chris Cornell, do they have anything to do with child trafficking? I want you to consider this. Anne Hetsch's car crashed into a house and then burst into flames on August 5th of this year. The LAPD spokesperson, Officer Eisenman, reported that Hetsch was the only occupant in the vehicle, but authorities couldn't confirm that she was the one driving. How odd. Hetsch was said to lose consciousness shortly after the crash, yet the footage obtained via the internet search shows otherwise. And that footage, by the way, folks, is available on the RBN website. I would strongly, if you haven't seen it already, I'd strongly encourage you to go in and have a look at it. Videos like that one have been uploaded online from multiple angles, all showcasing Anne Hetsch bursting out of a body bag while being carried on a gurney. Is it possible that she survived the crash? And again, if you haven't yet seen it, folks, go watch the video on the RBN website of Anne Hetsch being rolled on a gurney as she tries to escape. And in a tweet put out by a woman with a hashtag alias regarding the event, she wrote after seeing the video, and I quote this, "Looks more like a kidnapping than a rescue to me. No C-spine collar, no oxygen mask, no spinal board, no IV lines, no one by her head monitoring her airway, and she's trying to jump off the stretcher? I see." Anne Hetsch worked in several dystopian films that strangely parallel our current reality. And prior to her death, Anne Hetsch starred in Girl in Room 13. It was a movie inspired by the real-life events of, guess what, human sex trafficking. The distressing film is about a girl named Grace who was held captive in a hotel room by her former drug dealer. And her captor tries to break her down by forcing her to take drugs, to drink, and by starving her so that she complies with getting trafficked. So is it possible that she survived that crash? Yes, this isn't the only shocking film Anne Hetsch had played a role in. Back in 2008, Anne Hetsch played a doctor in a movie called Toxic Skies. And as a medical specialist from the Global Health Association, World Health Organization, she uncovers the truth about a viral epidemic that killed people at an alarming speed. In the movie, the president declared a national emergency, forcing all of Seattle to go under quarantine. And just what was the cause of the mysterious disease that ravaged the immune systems of innocent victims, you ask? Well, as the title of the film suggests, the cause of the deadly epidemic was due to the toxic chemtrails the government imposed on its own populace. Isn't that interesting, folks? It is also rumored that Anne was involved in production of either an upcoming movie or a documentary exposing both child trafficking and pedophilia. Isn't that interesting, folks? And by the way, she's not the only one. I'm gonna cover here a few more here. I think I got a break coming up. When we get back from the break, I'll get into a little bit about Anthony Bourdain and a few more. So stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Be back in three. We're going to the end of the line.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. Boy, this year is flying by, isn't it? So, yeah, it was also rumored that Anne Heche was involved in production of either a documentary or a movie exposing child trafficking and pedophilia. But on to Anthony Bourdain. Remember him? Anthony Bourdain was reported to have committed suicide on June 8th, 2018. And Anthony was a popular celebrity chef. He was a TV personality and an author, and he was greatly admired by millions of Americans. His curiosity and his enthusiasm for culture and food masked whatever underlying depression he had that resulted in his own demise. Thus, the abrupt and sudden death of Bourdain surprised many, causing some of his fans to be skeptical of his purported suicide. Now, in May of 2018, just 1 month before his death, Bourdain mysteriously tweeted, and I quote, "Let's assume for purposes of discussion that HRC, meaning Hillary Rodham Clinton, is Satan's consort and eats children and puppies whenever possible. In what way is Mikey Cohen, the president's fixer, not the problem?" End quote. He follows up then with another tweet shortly thereafter, and I quote, "I am in no way an HRC fan. I've been on the receiving end of her operatives' wrath, and it ain't fun." 3 days after Bourdain's death, his friend wrote a touching tribute titled Tony. Now, Simon apparently approached Bourdain to help with the document series he called Treme, a project that investigates the history of the CIA. And once Bourdain caught wind of the project, he eagerly told Simon, "I can write that stuff." The CIA is no stranger to sex crimes. Investigators found one CIA employee was accused of sexually abusing a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. Another employee resigned after he was accused of purchasing child pornography. And when a former covert CIA intelligence officer went on Reddit's Ask Me Anything, one user asked him, "Does the CIA use child prostitutes to control assets?" Andrew Bustamante, the CIA spy, responded, "I plead the fifth. The things we use to control assets are unsettling enough without going into details." Interesting. And then, of course, we have Avacy. Like Anthony Bourdain, DJ Avacy, his real name was Tim Bergling, was also reported to have died by suicide. But 3 years prior to his death, Avacy released a music video for his song, For a Better Day. It was a short, a beautiful production unveiling the horrors of pedophilia and sex trafficking. And Avacy was known to be incredibly generous and donated millions of dollars towards hunger relief, sex trafficking, and gang violence. Avacy, hoping to raise even more awareness on human trafficking through his music, had this to say, and I quote, "The promise of a better life often traps families and children into being used as tools for some of the most despicable people on earth," end quote. I'll continue with another quote of Avacy when I get back. Second hour coming up, stick around 2 minutes. I'll open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. Second hour coming up. Be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.